the rest of the story. It is among the great contradictions of civilization. You need factories for what they produce, but you would do almost anything to keep one from being built next door. The smokestacks would be unsightly, unhealthy, you would insist. The noise would be intolerable. Well, once upon a time, in a big city that may even be your home, the Public Works Department issued a building permit that almost started a civil war. Practically nobody wanted to live next door, but I'm getting ahead of the rest of the story. Even before construction got underway, citizens got angry. They were reacting to what they had been told to expect, and yet nothing could have prepared them for the emotional devastation when the first tons of earth left the evacuation site. It was as though the entire city were being destroyed. In an effort to terminate the project, an alliance of the community's most prominent contributors, 47 of them, put their signatures on a letter of protest to the Department of Public Works. There was no time left now for euphemism. They used words like monstrous and barbarous and odious and profane. Out-of-towners would ridicule the city, they said, for its poor judgment. And all of the nice things about the city would then be ignored. It was an urban tragedy, a betrayal of community taste, a threat to the town's very history. It's up to you, concluded these 47 VIPs in their letter to the Public Works Department. It is up to you who have so beautified the city, who have so often protected it against administrative devastation and the vandalism of industry, to defend it once again. We entrust to you the task of pleading our cause, end quote. And the response was deafening silence. Deafening silence. Panic spread. One public-spirited citizen even sued the city to stop the construction. Forget the blight on the landscape, he and his supporters contended. Consider the danger. Now, for the first time, government listened. That word danger did it. And work came to a halt. And the builder was called in. The town fathers wanted to know one thing. Who would pay for demolition of the building should a hazard to persons or property be demonstrated? The builder swallowed hard and said he would. Now, this was against a mounting chorus of warnings from ecologists and technologists. Fish in the nearby river would die, they said. The building was certain to collapse before completion, they said. But construction went ahead, and it was finished. And nothing happened, except a city already celebrated became even more celebrated. They say that every pessimist in history is buried in an unmarked grave. Well, just ask the optimistic, or at least the courageous builder of this aforementioned structural profanity. For you never knew of the antipathy faced by the French engineer, Alexander Gustave Eiffel. You never knew of all of the opposition. But you have learned to near reverence his tower, the Eiffel Tower. And now you know the rest of the story.